Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is a 7-year member plus member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top futurists of our time in the 20th. His work spans the two centuries and two millenniums, by the way. He's the author of Five Regions of the Future. That's one of his books. Also, Future Edge. He's the guy who taught us all about paradigms, and he's our good friend Joel Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. And two millennia, that's a scary way to think about it, isn't it?
I know it. Think about that. Isn't it cool, though, that our lives have spanned a millennia change? I think that's absolutely cool. Hey, yeah. Joel, you got some new information for us about some exciting news in the area of medical treatment, but it's really old news, isn't it?
Well, it's new news in the discovery, but it's old medicine.
Yeah.
And that's what's so amazing. It's called metformin, which is, if any of your audience is type 2 diabetes, they might typically take glucophage. Glucophage is metformin. It is a cheap drug. It has a long history of use. We understand its side effects with great detail. And here's the interesting thing. What I'm going to tell you is the result of big data.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody, until recently, when we could begin to manipulate the data really well to just look for correlations, had ever looked for the correlation between taking glucophage, which is a diabetes 2, type 2 diabetes drug, and its impact on cancer.
Hmm.
And the new data suggests that when taken with the other drugs, and in some cases taken all by itself, metformin, glucophage, dramatically reduces the onset of cancer, the return of cancer after you've taken drugs, and sometimes it looks like it may attack cancer directly itself.
Hmm.
So not just one cancer, but a whole host, ovary cancer, prostate cancer, uterine cancer, liver cancer, pancreatic cancer, lung cancer, breast cancer. It has a positive effect in all of these areas.
And metformin is an ancient medical ancient medicine, isn't it? From a plant.
Hundreds of years ago, it was used.
Goat's rue, hay holly. I'm sorry, holly hay, French lilac, Italian fitch. I think is this? I forgot the other. But these are names of this little plant.
Yeah.
That people would grind up and use for medicinal purposes. And in most recently, they've isolated it as a good diabetic medicine. And now you're seeing big data is pointing out that when they've seen it cross over in patients, they've seen results in cancer.
Well, and you actually started putting your finger on something too. We used to treat diabetes with insulin.
Right.
With type 2, they said, well, we have this stuff that we'll call glucophage, metformin.
Right.
We don't have to use insulin because that's pretty hard on your body.
Right.
Insulin's pretty potent.
Right.
This stuff is milder and gentler. So it got substituted in a way that was, nobody thought about
it. Is this the pill that people, is that like the, when I talk to people who have diabetes and they say, I'm not taking a shot, I take a pill, are they taking metformin?
That is it. And so it's an oral, non-injectable drug, which again, I mean, you put all these things together,
right?
What a deal. And the thing is, they now, the research, the study that I was reading, suggests that they actually have a pretty good handle on what's going on, and it has to do with reducing the amount of insulin and glucose in the blood, which the cancer cells thrive on.
Well, see, this
they love insulin and
what
glucose.
The lesson here for us, though, I think, Joel, is get your silos, pull your silos down.
Yeah.
Let
yeah.
your organizations cross-collateralize, cross-pollinate their ideas. Who knows, but for all you know, the way the guy who manages your truck fleet might have some ideas on how to improve customer relationships.
This is true, but what I would emphasize on this one is big data is coming.
Right.
And,
yep.
and we haven't even seen
the benefits.
1% of its importance in terms of correlating information
right.
to show us that combinations of things do amazing things that we didn't know.
About. Right now, big data is pretty ugly to us. But you're saying that in time, there will be some counterbalancing good benefits of big data.
Oh, it's going to be huge.
Yeah,
huge.
Very interesting. Yeah. Wait, new perspectives, ladies and gentlemen, on big data, right? Not just the NSA stuff. We come back. Well, how do you feel about America, Americans? Do you think that that our day is over? That America is not one of the great countries of the world? Well, Joel's got some information about that when we come back after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.